Purim morning, we learn Parshas V'Shalach that describes the battle, the confrontation between Bnei Yisrael and Amalek. And of course, the location of that battle was in Rephidim. The Midrash tells us that Rephidim implies Rafu Yadehem Min HaTorah, the language of the Mechilta. But it's somewhat questionable exactly what does that mean, that somehow we were unenthusiastic. They were a loosening, a weakening when it comes to our commitment to the Torah Hashem. On one level, perhaps Rafi Yodei Min HaTorah means Esek BaTorah, Talmud Torah, that we were not passionate about embracing Talmud Torah. What would be novel about that possibility, of course, is that at this particular time, yes, we were given certain parshios, but we did not have the totality of Torah. We were not as of yet obligated in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Perhaps that's not the kasha. Maybe one could argue that our esek b'Torah is not simply driven by a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but rather the relationship that is created through esek b'Torah. The Gemara tells us in Bava Kama Daf Pei Beis that even in the Midbar, a takanas Moshe Rabbeinu of Kriyas HaTorah, even though this was before Mamad Har Sinai, very simply because the Gemara tells us that miyad nilu, we couldn't survive without that link to the Torah Hashem. Even if there wouldn't be a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but nonetheless we're vulnerable if we fail to involve ourselves in the Torah Hashem. But no doubt, I would argue, yes, it is a chiddush that Rafi Yodei Min HaTorah would mean Talmud Torah at a point in our history where we were not yet obligated in Talmud Torah at all. A second possibility, you look in Balaturim that cites Midrashim, the Medrash Tanchuma, the Tana Devei Eliyahu, that girsa is roughly a dehin min hamitzvos. Min hamitzvos. We were not yet given the totality of Taryag mitzvos, but yes, certain mitzvos, absolutely yes, and somehow there was a laxity regarding the mitzvos HaTorah. And therefore, we were vulnerable to Amalek because we were not meticulous about the performance of the mitzvah Hashem. So on one level, min ha-Torah, esek ba-Torah, also, rafu yadein min ha-mitzvahs. There's an amazing comment of Rashi. I'll tell you, yakar ha-mitzvahs. Right? Rashi, take a look, Sefer Yechezkel, Perek Chav Pasuk Yigim. There Rashi says, rafidim is rafu yadein. Rashi adds a word, that uver rafidim milekabel That language is not found in the Midrash. That, you know what the Rifu Yadayim was? Kabbalah Sator. Kabbalah Sator. Here we left Mitzrayim for the purpose of Tavdol Neselokim Ala Har Hazeh, in order to anticipate the glorious moment of Mamad Har Sinai Kabbalah Sator, the Sfiras Omer counting up toward that opportunity of Hashkochas Hashem. And somehow, that instead of celebrating and anticipating Kabbalah Satorah, that we were lax, that somehow dismissive, unenthusiastic about the opportunity to be able to mekabel the Torah Hashem. That's what Rashi adds with that one word, milakabel, milakabelah Satorah. It wasn't a reference to mitzvahs, maybe not even to Talmud Torah. We were not yet given the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but we were positioned for Kabbalah Sator, and Rafu Yadayim Milakabel, Milakabelah Sator. There's an amazing biur, quoting the name of the Gaon, that in Melchemes Amalek, the Torah depicts that Moshe Rabbeinu raised his hands above his head, and when he did so, Kasher Moshe Yasyado V'Gavar Yisrael. What exactly is that symbolism? You're raising your hands towards Shamayim, I understand. It's a recognition of Hashkachas Hashem. But the Gaon explains the following. What is the symbol of Yadayim? Yadayim always represents, of course, the Asiya, that which we do. And when you raise your hands above your head, you know what that's an indicator of, the Gaon writes? That Yadayim represents the Asiya. And one's mind and one's ears represent Shmiya, and understanding, in Kashera Moshe Es Yodov Agava Yisrael is nothing other than Naaseh V'Nishma. Naaseh V'Nishma. That's what the symbolism of Haramas HaYadayim is. First, you place your hands above your head. You will do. And if that is true of Agava Yisrael, an amazing convergence, that Rafu Yadayim Milakabalas HaTorah, and the Nitzachon over Amalek was Haramas HaYadayim, Me Al HaRosh, first the Naaseh, then the Nishma. Isn't that exactly the essence of Kabbalah Satara? If the Rifu Yadayim was because we didn't enthusiastically embrace the Torah Hashem, what was the lesson of Naaseh and Nishma? Rashi writes Shabbos Pechesim with Beis at the top, Kederech HaOsim Me'av. You know who says Naaseh V'Nishma? An Ohev, one who embraces, one who anticipates Kabbalah Satara. That was the answer to the Rifu Yadayim. And imagine that in the time of Purim and Achashverosh, once again, that we were quite lax in terms of various aspects of embracing the Torah Hashem, and the great Yeshua of Purim, not only recognizing the Nisim Nistarim, but Hodar Kibluhu Bimei Achashverosh, that sense of once again receiving the Torah Hashem. And even though at Mamet Har Sinai, yes, there were two different dimensions. On the one hand, yes, Kederach HaOsim Me'av Naaseh V'Nishma, but as Tosus points out, Peches Amar Aleph, that Koflein Har Kegiges Vayisyatzfu means an element of Kviya, all of a sudden, when it comes to Purim, enthusiastically, with a sense of passion, without any element of Kviya, Kimu V'Kiblu HaYehuda Maleihem V'Arzara. And therefore, later in history in Purim, again, we relive that experience of Zaro Shalamalek, and the answer is the Kabbalah Satara of Kasher Yar Moshe Es Yodov Agava Yisrael, that sense of an absolute Naaseh V'Nishma. That is our mission as B'nai Yeshiva when it comes to Purim. The focus, of course, is Hadar Kiblu Me'ach HaShverosh, to be able to soar and to grow in the Torah Hashem. I've often commented that when Rava tells us in Megillah, Dav Zayin Amud Beis, that Chayiv Vinish LeBesu BeParaya, a person has to drink, that's not the true manifestation of Simcha. You know, you look a few vlat later, Megillah Dav Yudal Vamad Aleph, we don't recite Hallel on Purim, three different deos in Gemara. Why not according to Rava? Because Akate Avdei Achashverosh Shanah. The Simcha of Purim is incomplete, and therefore it's not worthy of the recitation of Hallel. And how does that fit with Chayiv Vinish L'Nusu B'Paraya? Rava says you have to be merry and festive and drink, and at the same time you can't recite Hallel. Perhaps not only is it not a stira, but maybe that's exactly the Chiddush of Rava. When a person is Bifnei Hashem, Parsha Shmini V'Ikri Yer Aleph, that Yain V'Sheichar Al Teisht, you need a shot in the arm. You need a stimulus when you're in the Mikdash Hashem. That's off limits. A recognition of Hastara, a recognition of Golos, a recognition of Akati Avdei Achashverosh Shanan is to somehow, as the Rambam writes, Kesar Chova Sudazu, to drink a little bit more than typically one would in the context of the Sudas Purim, in order to recognize that this is not the ultimate Simcha. This is not the ultimate Yeshua. A nes in Golos that doesn't warrant the recitation of Hallel. But even in Golos, one can strive, one can experience that miraculous event of Kabbalah Satara. And that is the mission statement for B'nai Yeshiva when it comes to Purim. Hadar Kiblu Me'ach HaShverosh. The Harama Sayadayim, which was the secret to our battle against Amalek. It's something that we sense in today's society as well. And the answer is that clarion, Naaseh V'Nishma. The Rifui HaYadayim is not only in terms of Esek, but Torah Mitzvah Satar, but how passionate, how enthusiastic are we in terms of positioning ourselves for Kabbalah Satar. And that behooves every one of us as B'nai Yeshiva to see to it that we take advantage of these days as proper hachana and seize the opportunity for Kabbalah Satar, which is not with any sense of fear, but that which is kederech ha'osim meyava. It's an amazing addition that Rashi writes. Again, take a look. Yechezkel perachav, pasuk yud gimel. One word speaks volumes, no? The rifu yadayim is not the mitzvah. It's not eisek b'torah, but rather refidim indicates milakavel esatah.